Okay, here we are. Anika Moa. Hello.
Hi. Okay. Where's your exit from?
So I'm from near Manchester.
Near Manchester.
So at any point during the interview you don't understand what I'm saying.
I know, I've
just shout out.
So many times. My mum's from Worcestershire.
And that's posh, that's like down for me.
Strout.
Oh well there you go.
I think that's posh.
Fair enough. So you're here, welcome to spring.
Okay.
It's effing freezing.
It's but
yes.
It's not bad. It is warm in Auckland.
Yeah. So we are here at the Sherwood, beautiful Sherwood, and you've got a gig tonight,
yeah.
And the town's buzzing, like really buzzing, honestly. Because,
me.
I mean, we.
I've done heaps of gigs in Queenstown.
I know, so the first time I saw you was at. No, Gay Ski Week last year.
Oh, wow.
And I absolutely peed my pants because. You were like, it was, people say to me, oh, everyone talks about Banter and Anika Moa, and I'm like, yeah, she's the kind of woman that if you get up and go to the toilet during her set, she'll pick on you.
Well, all the lesbians were in the front, being quiet, and all the gays were in the back smoking, or no, actually just going, la, 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 and I was just like, you gay people need to leave, and the lesbians need to stay, okay?
Yeah, yeah,
no,
fair enough.
I'm used to it.
So you're on your tour,
yeah.
And I looked at your list of places that you were doing in the South Island, and they're quite random. Yeah.
Yeah. This is just a small smidgen of what I generally do, like Stewart Island, Bluff, Boar, Granite, I've done Clyde Coda before.
Yeah.
I haven't done Picton, I've done Nelson many times. Haven't done Tarkaka. So I'm trying to do new places, but I'm also trying to incorporate the old places like Chicks, I've done 5 times now.
Yeah.
And it's just a tour in support of Queen of the Table.
Yeah. And difference between South and North Island reception? Because I really love the difference between the two places.
Okay. Well, North Island, there's obviously more Māori people.
Yeah.
That come to the shows. And they're generally quite lippy.
Yeah.
And South Island audiences are more reserved, but more... I'm from South Island, so I really appreciate a good South Island audience.
Yeah.
Like in Stewart Island, I play to 150 people, 300 people live on the island.
Yeah. I love it.
None of them knew who I was because they don't care, they just come to whoever plays. And they were deep and silent as a pun.
Amazing.
It was amazing. So you can get all the people when you don't know my music that get drunk and then loud and don't appreciate it, but then you can get people who don't who just lack it up.
Yeah. And the album, I was laughing because I wrote down, Our Love Will Die, Lonely Tears I Cry For You.
Jealous,
which I put hearts, it's my favourite.
Right.
Bit of a bad place there.
The thing is that, you know, lots of people who don't write, they go through a torrent of emotions about their personal life or work or, you know, a family member that's dying or a family member that's going through a hard time. They don't get to write songs to let out their frustrations.
No.
but the joy of it is that there are some positive songs like
Fly. Yeah.
What else is there? Oh, I can't remember any songs on the album.
I was laughing because I was listening to it and all of a sudden it flipped into your songs with others. And I suddenly went, this is a bit of a difference on the album. And then I was like, duh, it's two different albums, idiot.
No.
Yeah.
And so many different personalities as well.
Yeah.
My baby, because I've got kids, my baby personality, my adult personality, my grumpy side, and my ecstatically happy, grumpy side.
Extrovert. And how does, so new mum, although you've got you've got twins, and you've got a new baby.
Yeah, he's nearly one.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And being away, so do you try not to be away too much?
I haven't taught as much as I usually do.
Yeah.
I need to have my own space, and it's, my partner works like a lot, so when I'm at home I'm just with my kids when I have them, so it's a real, what you have to do is, because our life is so rollercoastery, sporadic and mental, yet we have to, I always organise my whole life 2 months in advance.
Yeah.
It, to the minute, down to the seconds.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so everything is organized, and because, you know, I'm a lesbian, everything's organized.
What? No, no.
So you have to find new interests or new things that you're good at. Like,
yeah.
So I do the face-to-face herald thing, which I realise I'm actually good at interviewing.
Which actually made me roar with laughter. Like, I love, if things don't make me laugh, I'm out of there.
You need
completely. And just, like, cause, so there's a hint of a TV show, maybe.
Yeah, I'm doing the TV
yeah,
show.
Yeah, and that's... Yep. Yep.
That's what we're literally doing right now, so we don't know what will happen. It might be good, it might be bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm lying towards it actually being good.
Yeah.
It's better be anyway.
Let's try and make it good. So coming to Queenstown, what are your highlights? What do you love?
Well, my best friend lives in Cromwell.
Well, yeah.
I come to Queenstown a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to love snowboarding, but I didn't in the end, so I don't generally get up to the mountain. I used to love the nightlife, but I'm a mum now, so it's usually a couple of wines and then I pass out.
Yeah, me too.
But I used to go out quite a lot, Cow Lane, Bar Up, you know what, Queenstown.
Stay out till 8 a.m. Like you could do.
And I just love the weather. I love winter.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I love summer too.
We were just saying that a lot of people haven't discovered this place in summer yet. Like, they really haven't.
Amazing.
It's amazing. It is amazing. And with all these new places here, and it's just going to get so much more busier. But that's awesome. And what we were saying about the Sherwood is, the difference in music that they try and bring here,
it's such
an amazing, like, we came and saw Sea Shanties about 2 months ago, then they had a gothic rock death metal something or other the week before, and it was like, you never know what you're gonna get.
It's also in town, in Queenstown, I think it's hard for these bands to come here because it's, the crowd's too hard to pull in, but for the Sherwood, they've got a band base,
yeah.
So all the people just come here because they love the food, they love
Yeah, yeah.
It's a whole experience.
Amazing. Amazing.
It is for me, anyway.
So, if you could tour with someone, who would it be?
Well, I've already...
Dead or alive?
I've already toured with Chris Isaacs. So
yeah.
That was my dream. He's amazing. I said to him, I was 21, and I said to him, oh, are you married? And he was like, no, who's asking? And I was like, no. My boyfriend's sending me this next week. I'm,
Yeah.
In my 20s, it would have been Johnny Cash, you know, Lucinda Williams.
Yeah.
I love to tour with her. She's a country rock artist.
Yeah, yeah.
There's too many people. I can't even... I'm all flabbergasted because I can't even
think of anything. A gig you wish you'd have been to that you missed?
Probably Fleetwood Mac at Western Springs back in, I think, 1977.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe I wish I'd toured with them.
Yeah. I had tickets for the last Nirvana gig, and then the... Darn it, when it disappeared.
That's right.
So, the stuff about New Zealand, I was interviewing Anna Coddington, who are coming next 20th in Wanaka, and I was talking about the whole thing around the New Zealand stage of music, and the difference between New Zealand music and the world music. And that's what she was saying.
Yeah.
Like, she said that people always say, oh, how is New Zealand comparing to a world stage? And
well, a band like UMO,
yes.
They're incredible. But
yeah.
They've got a New Zealand front man, his name Ruben. They're incredible.
Yeah.
They're amazing. And they live in America somewhere, but they're not considered a New Zealand band, but they're New Zealand.
Yeah.
So,
No.
It's just music.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I need to finish what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to talk about your Pledge Me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm doing a Songs with Others Pledge Me in a couple of weeks. And I'm just trying to raise 40k because I don't want the record company involved.
Yeah.
And the record company actually wasn't involved last time except for distribution. I'm with them either. So I want to write it, record it, manufacture it, distribute it, and then market it.
Yeah.
It's going to cost 40 grand.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can spend heaps of TV marketing. But I know that for Songs with Others, a lot of my parents just have asked me for the last 2 years, when's the next one?
Next one.
So I have to do this. Yeah. I'm nearly finished writing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to do the Pledge Me and hopefully get 40 grand in a month. And if I don't, I don't get the money. So even if it hits $39,999, you know, like by midnight, it'd be like,
yeah.
I get the money.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
And the songs are cool.
They are. Amazing. So I'm going to let you go and have a wine or a wander. Now, but the last thing we do, and I always see this with everyone and anyone I talk to, and we have a little quick pick.
You're copying me.
Do you?
I do that for the hero.
So, you got to go. Spandau Ballet or the Smiths?
The Smiths.
Walnut or almond?
Almond.
80s hair or 90s fashion?
90s fashion.
Cheese rolls or savoury muffin? Ooh, salt or sweet?
Salt.
Christina or Britney?
Neither.
Both slap. City or country?
City.
Mountain or sea?
Mountain, probably.
Okay. Any Kamoa. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
We'll all be raving. We'll see you soon.